Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Young people, there's nothing wrong with dancing for Jesus. But we can't forget where we come from. So if you don't mind, let's have a little church right now.
Something about that name.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Listen.
Something about the name Jesus.
Something about the name Jesus.
Something about the name Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. It is the sweetest,
sweetest name. Sweetest name
I know.
And lift your hands and say it with me.
It is the sweetest, it is the sweetest name. Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
I know.
Listen to this right here.
Some people say I'm crazy, but I can't explain.
No, no.
The power that I feel. Oh, when I call your name.
When I call your name.
That is just like fire. Oh, oh, shut up in my bones.
Oh, oh, yeah.
The Holy Ghost is moving here.
Yes, it is.
And it just won't leave me alone. Oh, there's something. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Something about the name.
Yes, it is.
Something about the name.
I love the name.
Oh, how I love the name.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. First, give honor to God, who's the head of our life. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Worldwide Gospel Connection. Excuse me. The scripture for this morning is Proverbs 3, 5 through 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on to your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your path straight. Again, Proverbs 3, 5 through 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your path straight. Remember, the number is 563-999-6628. Press 1 to speak, or if you need prayer, and know that God loves you too.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Thank you guys so much for joining us this morning. Y'all forgive me. This weather in Houston is kind of on the crazy side. Got my throat acting all crazy. But good morning, everyone. We're so excited that you're here to join us on our Testimony Tuesday. It is just a wonderful and fantastic day to be on top of the ground, and the ground not on top of us. That's what the old deacons used to say in the church that I grew up in. And I'm just thankful that God allowed us to see a brand new day, the dawning of a brand new day, a day that we've never seen before and a day we'll never see again. We thank you, oh God, for just being God and being God all by yourself. Call a friend, call a neighbor. Let them know that the Worldwide Gospel Connection is on the air. Tell them to join in on the broadcast this morning. We're here to encourage, inspire, and strengthen you through the Word of God. It's what we've been charged to do, and that's what we do every day. And we're just excited that you guys are coming along and join with us, be a part of the show. Before we go any further, let us go into effectual, fervent prayer on this morning. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for being God and being God all by yourself. We thank you for stepping into our life on today. God, in giving us strength, giving us health, giving us life, God. God, giving us the ability, Lord God, to see what needs to be saw. God, understand what needs to be understood. God, be able to stand in the midst of the trials and in the midst of the tribulation and know that not only are you God, but you are God all by yourself, and you're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. And thank you for just being the peace that surpasses all understanding, that God's our heart and our mind on today. God, we thank you for stepping into our very situation and letting us know that even though the situation or circumstance may be a little bit out of control, it may not be where we want it to be, it may not be in the direction that we wanted to go in, but Father, we thank you for allowing us to know that it is in you we live, it's in you we breathe, it's in you we have our being. Father, we cannot do anything without you. And we know, God, that it is in you we live, it's in you we breathe, it's in you we have our being. God, we walk after you. We chase after you. We chase after you this morning, God, with our whole heart, and say thank you, oh God, for just being God and being God all by yourself. God, we thank you for being strength to us on this morning, God. We thank you for being power to us on this morning, God, as we go through our trials and our tribulations, God. God, we thank you for allowing us to be the vessels that you will use on this morning, God. God, to share this gospel that you have given to the world, to be shared with the world. God, and we thank you, Lord God, for giving the gospel unto us, God, that we're able to share the gospel with others. God, we pray that, God, there's a noise and pestilence in their ears, to silence the noise and pestilence, whatever chaos is in their mind, silence the chaos, God, whatever it is that's on their heart, God, that's keeping them from feeling your presence on this morning, God. God, we cast all these things down on this morning, God, because we realize the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God for the pulling down of strongholds. So, God, we glorify you in that ability, God. God, to take this thing that the enemy is using, God, as a weapon to be cast down in the mighty name of Jesus, do we pray. Amen. 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 Bless God in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Listen, guys, we just wanted to make sure that we acknowledge those countries that are listening in on this morning. We thank you guys so much for being a part of today's broadcast, as you guys are every day. We thank you so much. We thank you so much, and we love you so much for being a part of the Worldwide Gospel Connection. We thank you for continuing to share and continue to be a part of it, and know that today that is a good day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it along with you on this morning. We have the United States. We have Canada. We have Brazil. We have Ghana. We have Guyana. We have South Africa. We have Jamaica. We have Kenya. We have Germany. We have Saudi Arabia. We have China, and we have Hong Kong. We thank you guys so much for being a part of today. We know that we want to let you guys know that we realize that your struggle there is great. So we're on this other side. We're praying with you. We're interceding with you. We're praying constantly for you. We say this to you every day because we don't want you to lose hope. We say this every day to you because we don't want you to lose your fight. We say this every day because we don't want you to lose your joy. Because we know that sometimes the fight can be so overpowering. The fight sometimes can be so overbearing. The fight sometimes can be so over the emotions of everything. It could just get all into every part of your life. But realize and know that we're praying for you and we're praying with you. Don't lose heart and don't lose hope. You keep on pushing. Keep on driving. Keep on going in and doing what God has called you to do. Because, listen, there's a great work down inside you. And he who has begun a great work in you shall complete it. It shall come to that end, and he shall complete it. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Don't fear what's going on. Don't worry about it. God has a plan for your life. Amen. God has a plan for your life. Amen. Amen. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you by Cora Gifted Gifts. Bath bombs. Listen, guys, those of you all who are looking for that perfect Christmas gift, that perfect gift to give, that party favor, those stocking stuffers, this would be the perfect gift for you guys to do that with Cora Gift to Gift Bath Bombs. She has a sale going on. There's a 3 for $10 and a 2 for $7. She also has a gift basket that she's doing right now for $25 for those of you all who are interested. For that Calgon take me away moment or just want to melt your day away, you had one of them long, hard days, you could take one of these bath bombs and I guarantee you, it'll change your entire life. It'll change everything about you. Everything that was going on, once you get in one of these bath bombs and get in that tub with it, I promise you, it'll melt all your troubles away. It ain't like the Holy Ghost. It ain't gonna work it, but I tell you what, yeah, I guarantee you, once you get out of that tub, you'll feel a whole lot better. Your mind will be relaxed, your heart will be relaxed, everything about you will be relaxed. And you can go on with your day. You can go another further, as my grandmother used to say. You can go another further with that. Remember, you can get in contact with her by going to CoraGiftsAndGifts34@gmail.com, or you can call her at 346-381-8751. This number also receives text dials. So if you guys want to text her and just text the woman of God, this is Lady Douglas's baby, you guys want to text her, you can text that information to her. Lady Douglas, I would like to get in contact with you. Can you call me back on this number? And she will most definitely get back with you. And she'll most definitely get back with you. Well, if you text her, I promise you she'll call you. If you send her an email, I promise you she'll respond. She wants to make sure that she gets every last one of you guys' requests taken care of. And she is really good at what she does. I'm telling you, these bath bombs, they are the bomb. They are the bomb. They're not just a bath bomb. They are the bomb. Amen. Listen, we thank you guys for being a part of today and our PSA for today. Our PSA for today is simply don't give up in the fight. You know, I think because the Lord has really just been laying this on my heart for the last, oh my God, probably about the last month, a month and a half, about not giving up in the fight. You hear us on the broadcast. And you hear us, and we're just we sound like we're victorious because we are victorious. But listen, we go through battles too. We go through fights too. We go through spiritual attacks too. We just came out of a storm that required us to rely on nothing but the Lord. We just came out of storm where it required us to rely on nothing but the Lord. You know, and I tell people all the time, you can't be an effective witness to someone if you yourself, let me help you real quick. You can't be an effective witness if you yourself have never been through a storm. If you yourself have never been through an issue, If you yourself has never been through a situation to where your world was turned upside down, or you had something that you went through that was so traumatic that you yourself did not understand why you were in the place that you were in. But come here, let me help you. Come a little closer, sit down, let's have a conversation. Grab your cup of coffee, grab your cup of tea, grab your cup of glass of orange juice, grab your glass of water, your bottle of water, whatever you do in the morning. I want you to grab and have a seat. We're gonna have a conversation in about 2 minutes. Listen. In order for you to understand the complexities of life and how the complexities of life come, and when they come, you are able to bounce back and you're able to continue in the fight. Watch this here. You yourself have to go through something too. You have to be on that other side of, listen, I was listening to a preacher talk, and he said something that blessed my soul. He said, you're going to get to the other side of strength. I was perplexed with that terminology at first until I started going through the process of where I was strong, but I had to get to my other side of strength. See, strength is not strength until it's tested. Come on here, preacher, talk to him this morning. Hey, God, strength is not strength until it's tested. Just like faith ain't faith until faith is tested. Just like joy is not joy until joy is tested. Just like peace is not peace until peace is tested. See, you can have peace, but you can have a presence of peace, but if your peace is never tested, you will never know the importance of having peace. Can I help you this morning? That's the reason why God allows us to go through the tests and the trials that we go through. I'm helping somebody this morning with my testimony. Listen, you can go through your test and know that even though you're going through the test, it is just the testing of your faith. He said, think it not strange when fiery trials come against you as some strange thing. But know that it is for the trying of your faith. Which comes to try. The terminology that is used in the Bible say, which is come to try your faith. Comes to try you. It comes to testimonies. Testimonies are only testimonies when you're tried. Come on here. You can only be an effective witness if you've seen something. Come on, man. Come on. That's what a witness is. I done seen some things. Let me help you to your blessed place. Get up off the floor. Come on, get up off the floor. Get up off the floor. Let me help you. You got to go through the thing that you're in right now, sis. You got to go through the thing you're in right now, my brother. You got to go into the thing that you're in, Pastor. You got to go into the thing that you're in, Apostle. You got to go through this thing that you're in, Bishop. You got to go through this thing that you're in, man of God. You got to go through this thing you're in, woman of God. You got to go through this that you're in, young man. You got to go through this that you're in, young woman. You got to go with this. Go into this. You got to go in. But watch this here. Don't go in with the tears. The Bible says it like this. Don't go in crying as one who has no hope. There is a hope that's in the end of this, even though your situation, the tears are flowing. Yes, I understand your tears that you cry. These are real tears. Our grandson, he's a crier. He cries. He cries. But see, then he have this crocodile tear cry, and then he have this one tear cry when he cry, and he make the tears come. He try to make he'll cry, and he'll make them tears come out of his eyes. But then there is those crocodile tears. These are real tears when he really in pain. He really hurting. Something really wrong with him. But see, you in one of them crocodile tear situation right now, to where you're crying to the point to where you're crying and you're crying those crocodile tears. But listen, that after you get through crying, go ahead on and wipe your eyes. Put your hand on your hip and let your backbone slip. Come on, Sally, rise. Rise, Sally. Get up out of it. Listen to me real good. You're going to cry. You're going to cry in this. Yes, you are. You're going to cry in this. This tears are necessary. Because the Bible says it like this. He said he will give you beauty for ashes and the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Basically, what he's saying is, I got this covered. I'm going to fix this. We have to go through a trying place in order for us to see the better place. Go ahead on, shout yourself down. You have to go through this in order for you to see the goodness of the Lord. He has already met us on every hand. He's already done what he said he was going to do. He is who he said he is. And he's where he said he's going to be. Only thing we have to do is just ride this thing out. And let God be God. Then let the devil be a liar. Because, watch this here. Our hope is built on nothing less than Jesus Christ and his righteousness. We used to sing that song when we were, when I was in Vacation Bible School, when I was younger. That used to be one of the songs that we used to sing. Our hope is built on nothing less than Jesus Christ and his righteousness. We didn't understand it then, but I sure understand it now. We didn't understand the totality of it then, but I promise you, I understand it now. My hope ain't built on nothing but Jesus. We can rely, oh my God, we can count on him. Everybody else going to fail, but we can count on Jesus. I promise you, we can count on Jesus. We can count on him to do what he said he's going to do and be what he said he's going to be. Respond and react like he said he's going to respond and react. All things work together for the good of them who love the Lord and who are the called according to his purpose. He is able to do it. He is able to do it. Trust in him. Trust in your Lord with all our heart and lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Amen? Amen. That's my PSA for this morning. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
And she closed the door, and before she talked to the Lord, she said this. Gotten happy. The white lady got happy. And while they were praising the Lord, there come a knock on the door. There was a knock on the door. They were just praising the Lord. Donna ran to the door and said, "Who is it?" The man that was standing at the door said, "Listen, little girl, I'm the doctor. If you don't mind, I was just in these bars and I needed a place to turn into. Would you mind if I come in?" He walks in that room. She just raised her voice and said this.
There is God. I said, "You're in my room." Oh, I did. Love is my daughter. I had him right God off my street. He healed me all my health in my room.
Let me hear you. Let me hear you say yes. Let me hear you say yes. If you know him to be a doctor, say yes. If you don't mind, help us sing one chorus. Hey, there's joy. Come on, say it. In the room. Come on, everybody say it. Joy in the room. Jesus.
A change believers can just clap your hands and give God glory and just name it and claim it and tell somebody it's already done. Father, we thank you for this time. We thank you for this place. We thank you for this gathering. Oh God, we thank you for your presence being in this place, God. Thank you for gracing us with your presence and allowing us to come back together once again, God. Oh God, I pray that you will bless this church. Thank you for what you have done and the awesomeness of your hand that you have showed in this grand church of God in Christ. Lord, we lift you up and give you glory tonight. We pray that your word would come with power and might. We pray that your word will come, God, so the enemy will be terrified and the body of Christ will be edified. And most of all, God, you will be glorified. And we glorify your name, God. Everything that we say and do, you be honored and you be glorified for the things that you have done and the things that you will do. May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Can you clap your hands again for God and his awesomeness? God bless you. You may take your seat. I do honor the Lord for this night tonight, for just being in the land of the living. It's just a blessing to be able to wake up in the morning and to just open your mouth and say, God, I thank you for another day. And I don't take it for granted, because God has certainly been kind to me, and I have a reason to praise and worship God tonight. And I come for no other purpose but for him to give the glory. Amen. And I do honor the Lord for this time and this place, and I'm just happy to be here because I'm here with my sisters and my brothers, and I do give God the honor and glory for the activities of my limbs. I would like to give honor to the honorable presiding bishop of this great church, Bishop Charles Blake. We honor you, Bishop. We honor you. And to Bishop P.A. Brooks and Bishop Macklin, the entire general board, and to my father, Bishop John H. Sheard, and the board of bishops, and to Mother Rivers. Mother Rivers, Mother Rivers, Mother Rivers. Mother, I have to say, just pause right here and say that, of course, my mother, Dr. Maddie Moss Clark, the late Dr. Maddie Moss Clark, would be grateful to know that you have given, looked out for her girls and given this opportunity for us tonight. I thank you for this opportunity, for I realize that there are so many women and evangelists, missionaries in this awesome church that could have chosen and done a better, that you could have chosen and done a better job than I. This is such a milestone in my life. This platform I esteem highly. I will never forget this moment that you've given me. I do not take it for granted. I thank you, Mother. Can you help us appreciate Mother tonight? And I give honor to my First Lady, Lady Mae Blake. We honor you tonight. God bless you. And to my wonderful supervisor, Mother Corrine Wade Adams, much love to you. Thank you for that introduction. And to my mother, Mother Willie Mae Sheard. Can you stand, Mother, and show your beauty? Amen. I love Mother. To the Executive Board of Women's Department, of course, especially to Mother Lewis, Mother Dr. White, and to all of the women that worked so hard to make this Women's Convention. We honor you. And to the all of the supervisors, the bishop's wives, and all the women of God, and especially to Mother Mary Jane Walton, Mother Louise Patterson, and Mother Owens, these women I honor in my life. And to my big sisters, Jackie and Dorinda, will you stand, please? Those are my big sisters. Amen. Of course, my sister Dorinda is my mentor in the ministry, so as I take this flight, she'll be my co-pilot, just in case the plane decides to fall. And to my pride and joy, my children, Kiara, will you stand? That's my baby. So proud because she's a graduate of Wayne State University. So proud of you. And my son, Jay Drew, will you stand? He's on the drums. Oh, he looks very neat and nice. I'm so proud. And he is a senior at Mary Grove College in Detroit, Michigan. So proud. And what can I say about the man of my life who makes life worth living? Oh, to my husband who has given me the best 28 years of my life. And I'm honored to know that I'm his wife, his girlfriend, and his baby's mama all in one person. His swag shakes the very foundation of my heart. He's my honey in my moon and my music and my tune. Please help me celebrate God for my king, my Boaz, my husband, Bishop J. Drew Spears. I love you, honey. I had to get that out the way. And to my church family, Greater Emmanuel at home, thank you for your prayers and North Central Jurisdiction. And to all of my sisters out there, and especially to my sister Angie Rivers, God bless you. Much love to you, sweetie. And to all of you, God's people, I'm just glad to be home with my sisters and my brothers. Are you all praying for me? Well, can you go to the Word tonight with me? And I'm going to go to the book of Luke, the 22nd chapter, the 47th verse, and we'll begin from the 22nd chapter, the 47th verse, to the 51st verse. And I'll be reading from God's Word version of the Bible. And it reads, while he was still speaking to the disciples, a crowd arrived. The man called Judas, one of the 12 disciples, was leading them. He came close to Jesus to kiss him. Jesus said to him, Judas, do you intend to betray the Son of Man with a kiss? The men who were with Jesus saw what was going to happen. So they asked him, Lord, should we use our swords to fight? One of the disciples cut off the right ear of the chief priest's servant. But Jesus said, stop, that's enough of this. Then he touched the servant's ear and healed him. I would like to place emphasis on the 48th verse. When it says, Jesus said to him, Judas, do you intend to betray the Son of Man with a kiss? And then the 51st verse, but Jesus said, stop, that's enough of this. Well, my subject tonight, whatever you do, don't bother my Judas. Leave my Judas alone. Can you just tell your neighbor, say, whatever you do, don't bother my Judas. I admonish you tonight to please understand a few attributes of this man, Judas. He can be labeled as a betrayer, deceitful, or some would say a traitor. I'm reminded of a story of two parents and their little girl was riding on their way to church, and they engaged in a conversation about a fellow church member by the name of Sister So-and-so. We all have a Sister So-and-so in our church. She was Sister So-and-so when you couldn't remember her name, when you couldn't call her by her real name. She was Sister So-and-so, or when you felt like, God forbid, calling her out of her name. Oh, yeah, she's known to be a number of things. And according to the parents' description, she was two-faced. Somebody wrote a song about Sister So. don't y'all leave me out here by myself. She can be a hand clapping, tongue talking, foot stomping, and two-facing all at the same time. Oh, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about Sister So-and-so. Oh, yeah, she is one who speaks in tongue but don't speak to nobody else. You know Sister So-and-so. She is the one who testified and said, if I had 10,000 tongues, it still wouldn't be enough. And as she testifies, the rest of the church is grateful that she don't have 10,000 tongues because she causes enough damage with the one tongue she already has. Or just touch somebody and say, you know her. She is the one who's dressed in white. On the outside, but her heart is black as coal on the inside. I'm not talking about you. Oh, yeah, I'm talking about Sister So-and-so. So-so-so. When they got to church, when the parents got to church, the little girl walked up to Sister So-and-so and kept staring and looking at both sides of her face. And Sister So-and-so said, why are you looking at me so hard, little girl? And the little girl said, I'm just trying to see because my mama and daddy said you had two faces. But can I tell you tonight that Sister So-and-so wasn't the first church member with two faces? As you look closely in our text, Judas was the first man that walked with Jesus wearing two faces. Oh, my God. I know that many of you are wondering, how in the world can you even think or tell a person who's protecting you from your deceiver or betrayer to leave them alone? In our text, if you consider the actions of Jesus, who is undoubtedly the perfect man, he exemplifies how to embrace a man who betrayed him. Or many of us in the church want to think Judas only hangs around outside the church. Oh, I wish that was so, but I'm sorry to say that Judas likes to hang around inside the church too. So I'm here to tell you, please be advised when you run into Judas, don't let him frustrate you. Don't let him interrogate you. Don't let him intimidate you. Oh, but my question to you is you got to do like Jesus do. Oh, you got to say within yourself, what would Jesus do? Would you respond like Jesus? Judas was no mistake. It's not just by happenstance that you have a Judas in your life. He was handpicked for our benefit to help us be strong soldiers in the army of the Lord. He also played a selected role crucial to the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. No one really helped Christ reach his goal like Judas. Oh, yeah, Judas planned for Mission Impossible, but what he didn't know is that he helped mission to be possible. Oh, because if you think about it for a moment, over 2,000 years ago, oh, that's why we sing that song, living he loved me, dying he saved me, buried he carried my sins far away. Well, in order for you to understand this today, this evening, there must be an inner awareness within your heart of knowing who you are in God. So you must have a serious relationship with God, because when the deceiver knocks at your door, you don't have to hit the panic button. Oh, because if you hit the panic button, you might do or say some things that's not pleasing to God. Oh, I don't know about you, but my relationship with God, is it too important to me? My relationship with God is so important to me. It's not going to let me look at you and worry about you talking about me and who going to be on this board and who going to put me up on this. Now, my relationship with God means more to me. My worship, because when me and God get together and I go into his secret place, me and God talk and we go into the secret closet, preserve my relationship. My relationship is important to me, because when I get down on my knees, I don't want God to be thinking about what I have done to my sister and my brother, but I want my relationship. My relationship is so important, with God, until it reassures me that he has everything under control. I said he has everything. Every sickness, every demonic spirit, every witch, every warlock. Oh, I'm declaring it in the house tonight. Every control freak, he's got you under control. Oh yeah, that's why I don't worry about my enemy. The Bible said it's not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, said the Lord. If he can control the winds and the seas and they obeyed him, he can control the lions and the deer. Oh yeah, he knows how to control the one. If he can control all of them, he knows how to control the one who throw the rocks and hide their hands. Oh, I want to serve notice to Sister So-and-so tonight, just in case she in the building. I just want to serve notice to you and tell you, you can't hide from God. You can't. You may try to hide from me, but you can't hide from God. You can plot schemes and set up conniving ways behind my back, but what you don't realize is that God is watching my back, because the Bible says is in every place, beholding the good and the evil. Oh yeah, you can't bypass Jesus. That's why they call him omniscient God. He's all-knowing God. He knows your little dirty stuff. Oh yeah, that's why they call him awesome God. Jesus knew Judas was dirty when he picked him. Jesus, he knew it. He had all the power in the world to throw Judas under the bus, but he didn't. He picked him anyway. And all of us in here had some dirty in us, but God picked you anyway. We all was an ex something. Somebody in here was an ex liar. We all was an ex something.
Can I talk to some real folks? needed some witnesses. I said that can be a witness that the Lord can deliver you. That's why we have the testimony. He picked me up, turned me around. Oh, thanks be unto God. Oh, yeah. And at the end of the day, we have to face our Savior and do like the Bible says. Oh, you have to be able to withstand the enemy in this day and time, having done all to stand. That's why we pray the prayer. If you find anything, God, that shouldn't be, Lord, take it out. Take out envy. Take out strife. I want to be right in the eyes of God. Oh, yeah. So you see the saints of God, as you consider the part Judas played, you probably rather have a friend like John, whose character and personality traits won Jesus. Or you might prefer Peter, which I call the gangster. He was bold and ready to fight any and everyone who threatened his beloved master. But Peter even challenged Jesus, himself rebuking him for his determination to die. Well, saints of God, the truth of the matter is Jesus could have accomplished his purpose without either Peter, John, or Judas. However, he left them in place for a particular reason. Oh, but I want to zero in on the specific role that Judas played. For without Judas, Jesus never would have reached the hope of his calling. When God has a calling on your life, saints of God, Judas may have to be a part of the process to prepare you for the task. Oh my God. I said Judas may have to be a part of the process to help you grow in God. But listen, let me tell you, if God has called you to be on the usher board, he has to give you patience. Oh yeah, I applaud these ushers for their patience. You see, that wasn't my calling, mother, I'm going to confess. It wasn't my calling, because if I ushered somebody to a seat three times and they told me they didn't want to sit in none of those seats, it would be wrong and ungodly if I kindly told them that there's plenty of room on the floor. That's not my calling. That you got to know that Judas has to be a part of the process, because it causes you to grow in certain areas. It doesn't matter if you've been in a church for 40 years. It's still some areas you have to grow. It's still some areas you have to work on. For the Bible says, sanctify yourself, therefore, and be ye holy. That's what y'all taught me, mother. Be ye holy, for I am the Lord your God. Jesus knew all along about Judas. He allowed him to fellowship with him. But when Judas showed his true color, Jesus was somewhat real cool and calm and checked him and say, I see you. Jesus did not walk away from God. Oh, yeah, he did not walk away from what God called him to do. We that are in the church must keep your focus. I come to encourage you tonight. Keep your focus and remain loyal, even when Judas is in the midst. Don't get off the mother's board because Judas wants to participate on the board too. Don't get off the choir stand because Judas wants to sing too. You just have to remain faithful and don't let nobody move you out of your rightful place. For the Bible says, be ye steadfast, unmovable, and always abounding in the work of the Lord. And know that your labor is not in vain. Oh yeah, it was some sisters that sang a song and asked the question, is my living in vain? Is my praying in vain? Oh yeah, it was some golden girls who sang that song. I know sometimes you feel like, is my labor in vain? And they answered it back and said, no, of course not. It's not all in vain, because up the road, somebody say up the road, up the road, is eternal gain. I'm here to tell you tonight, God do. Don't let Judas control you by giving in to his foolishness. The Bible says, if ye are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. Tell somebody, I'm about to be fat now. I'm about to be fat. Why them same folk talking about you, they're going to look up and see you blasting the city, blasting the fields. Oh, just look at your neighbor and say, watch me. Watch me. You ain't seen nothing yet. God's going to pay me for holding my bag, for being an adjutant. I know you've been calling me an agitator, but thanks be unto God. He gets the glory. He gets all the glory. And you're going to tell somebody, I'm blessed. God sent me here to tell you it's your time now. They're going to look up and say, how you get that spot? How you get that place? How you get there? Oh, but the Bible says if you be faithful over a few things, he'll make you a ruler over many. Sometimes, sometimes Judas is sent to be a thorn in your flesh. Oh, Lord, hold on a minute. But you cannot let Judas see you sweat. Just maximize the moment and use him for what he's worth. Don't let the devil make you walk away from your destiny. You have to put on the breastplate of righteousness and say, God, got a destiny for me to get to. I got a destiny. Sometimes you got to get sick and tired and say, for God I live, I don't care what nobody say. I don't have time. Sometimes you get like that. I don't have time to be fooling around pecking with chickens, oinking with pigs, and barking with dogs. I don't have. I'm serious about this thing, y'all. Oh, I've got to occupy my destiny. Look past those people who betrayed you. I'm almost finished. And just tell them thank you. Thank you for making me pray harder. Thank you for making me press harder. You didn't do nothing but make me do exactly what the Bible says. Says I press toward the mark of the prize of the call, high calling of God, which is in Christ Jesus. But wait a minute, I'm almost through. This man Judas was a man Jesus trusted and allowed him the honor to hang around. Judas, he made a mistake and found interest elsewhere. For whatever reason, he made him turn on Jesus. Oh yeah, we gotta pray, saints. That's some of the reason why our young ladies are messed up today, because they find interest elsewhere, so they turn on Jesus and confide in a man for a relationship and think that their so-called love for them will hold them together. Oh, but we must teach our young ladies that they must be more interested in establishing a relationship with God rather than with a man who has more respect to get license for his dog than to get in license to marry you. Oh, y'all too quiet on that one. He got papers for his house, papers for his car, papers for his boat, and he can't get papers for you. You better tell Roscoe, you better get to step it. Because as for me and my house, I will serve the Lord. Oh, yeah, this world is confused. This world is confused, saints. We got to pray for our president. Oh, my God. I'm so sorry that I can't walk in the bathroom, mother. I can't walk in the bathroom. I'd be wondering. I'd be looking at the one with the skirt. But I walk in there and look in the mirror, and it looked like a man behind me, and come to find out it's a woman. This world. wagging your tail to see who you can catch next. The devil is a liar. And don't be wagging your tail in front of my husband either. But I am here to tell you that you need to adhere to the word of the Lord when it says, seek and ye shall find. Oh, my God. It says, seek and ye shall find not, and the door shall be open. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and these things shall be added unto you. Oh, yeah. The Bible says, oh, ask and it shall be given. Whether you want to accept it or not, you're going to need a Judas in your life. Oh, my God. I remember one time my husband went through an experience. I admire him for his calmness. Yeah, I'm ready now, dear. He displayed during his betrayal experience. I learned from my pastor when he said, you got to use your haters as elevators. I come to tell you, while they're trying to push your button, they're pushing you closer, only closer to God. Just remember, if God be for us, he's more than the world against us. So hold on, saints of God. Let the Lord fight your battle. To the ones who covers me, I appreciate you looking out. Oh, but don't bother my Judas. God is about to prepare a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Those same folks that tried to kill Jesus. Character, my God, only build his character. Saints, I stop by to tell you tonight, you might have been left out. You might have been put out. You might have been thrown out. You might have been casted out. You might have been forgotten about. But remember, the Bible says, oh, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. You shall mount up on wings. Wait on God to work on your behalf. Just say thank you for watching my back. But don't bother my Judas. You gotta say thank you, because my God, he knows how to handle it on my behalf. You might feel discouraged, but the Bible says many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord, oh, the Lord delivers them out of them all. God knows how to feed adversity. Feed off of adversity in your life. It doesn't matter how cold the kiss. It doesn't matter how callous the heart. Just remember, the bitter kiss of betrayal can never stop the promises of God. I said it can't stop God from doing his work on you. He promised never to leave you nor forsake you. So you ought to thank God for your Judas. Stand on his promises. If Judas had never tried to take your peace, you wouldn't know he promised to keep you in perfect peace. If you keep your mind stayed on me. If Judas had never tried to push you to fall, you wouldn't know that he is able to keep you from falling. I present you faultless before the presence of his glory. If he had never tried to discourage me, I would know, be not weary in well doing, for you shall reap if you faint not. If he had never hit me with the weapons, I would know that no weapon formed against me will not prosper. If he had had never started a fire, I would know that I've been tried in the fire. I come out as pure gold. Some of y'all was in some fire. The enemy intended for you to stay in the fire. You were sick at the end of your rope. You was in the fire. But I come to tell you, you need to thank God that you didn't die in the flame. I'm still here. I'm still standing. You ought to praise him because you didn't die in the flame. You got to learn how to take your Judas with you and tell him the Lord is my shepherd. I'm reminded, mother, and I'm getting ready to go, of a lady, an old lady who lived next door to an atheist. And every time she would take out her trash every week, and every morning she dragged a trash to the corner, to the curb, and look up in the sky and say, Lord, I thank you for another day. Then the next week came. Thank God. The next week came. She took out her trash and she was saying, Lord, I thank you. You've been so kind. You let me be able to drag my foot. I thank you for another day. Then the next week came. She went to take her trash out. And when she took her trash out, she said, Lord, I love you. You so amazing. And she looked over and the atheist came running out the door. He said, wait a minute, woman, I'm tired of you talking all that mess, talking to a God who doesn't even exist. I'm going to start taking out your trash. She looked up and said, Lord, thank you for making the devil bless me. Some of y'all out there, you got to know that God will make the devil bless you. He will. He will. He will. He will make the devil, the wicked, is laid up for the righteous. God will never, he leaves you. You got to know, hang in there. Keep on praying. Keep on fasting. Don't give in. Because God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all, that he can ask. Clap your hands and give God glory. Oh, come on and give him glory. Oh, come on and give him glory in the house. I just come here to encourage you tonight. I just want you to grab somebody by the hand and just tell them, say, I appreciate you. I thank you for being kind to me. But one thing I want you to know is don't bother my Judas, because my Judas is helping me get to a place where God wants me to get to. My Judas is there to help me build my faith. Oh, wait a minute. Can I confuse the enemy right quick? You see, the enemy thinks because he throw little darts at you that you ought to be going into a pity party. Oh, but how many of the saints of God know how to confuse the devil? Some of y'all going through sickness. You got aches and pains in your body. But tell somebody that just want you to go to three people and tell them, say, we coming out of this, because I'm shouting my way out of this one. I'm shouting my way out of this one. I'm shouting my victory. I'm shouting my breakthrough. I'm shouting my troubles. Oh, I'm shouting it's over. It's over now. It's over now. It's over now. It's over. It's over. Hey, glory. Oh, yes, God. Oh, y'all better come on and give God what he deserves. Somebody needs to be discouraged, encouraged rather, and you feel like, I can't take it no more. I've been working in the church, but I need to grow a little stronger. I want you to move right quick. We're gonna pray some faith on you. Anybody in here, you know your faith can be stronger. Oh yeah, or somebody, I didn't preach tonight. I spoke rather a life-changing experience. And I want you to come tonight and give God all the glory and all the honor and all the praise. Oh, come on, that's it. Anybody here who say, I want my faith to be stronger. I want God to be pleased with me. That's it. Come on, saints of God, let's praise God for these that are coming. Oh, come on, don't pity pat God. Come on, let's praise God for these that are coming. You got to know that God has something for you to do. And don't you let nobody take you and move you out your rightful place. Because when God has a calling on your life, he has your back. As long as your heart is right, don't you worry about your enemy. That's it. Come on, come on, come on. Your faith can be stronger. Lord, I want to push a little higher. I want to work in the church, but it seems like a struggle sometimes. Oh, I speak the struggle off of your life. I come against it in the name of Jesus. Oh, in the name of Jesus, I bind every spirit, every discouraging spirit. I come against you right now. Build the faith now. You know the heart's desire.
What a word this morning. The overcoming scripture this morning is Romans 10:9. If you declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Again, if you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
Amen, 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 amen. The woman of God had already called an altar call. So, and those of you all who know where you are, you're broken, you're battered, you're bruised, you're in that place to where you need that connection to God. You need to be in a relationship with God. You need to be restored in God. You need your peace back. You need to take back what the devil has told from you on this morning. I want you to just surrender your heart this morning. Just surrender your heart. Surrender your heart in this simple but most powerful prayer, this simple but most powerful declaration on this morning. Just come on, just surrender your hearts this morning to this declaration as we call on the name of the Lord and we rededicate ourselves to him on this morning. Come on, let's just surrender to this morning. Let's surrender this morning. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for these that are under the sound of our voices on this morning. God, our prayer
this morning, God. As God, you will be like the lamp unto their feet and a light unto their pathway, oh God. Strengthen them on every hand. Build them when their most weakest places, God. God, give them the strength to know, God, that even in this, God, you are God, and you are God all by yourself. Father, you not only will speak life, but, Father, you'll speak life more abundantly. Not only will you speak life more abundantly, God, but you will restore them into the place where you will desire for them to be restored at. God, we pray this morning, God, that you would just stretch yourself out into them, oh God. God, and let them know that even though in this, oh God, God, that all things are working for their good today, God. God, and so today, God, we speak these words that their scripture has already spoke over their lives. But God, we decree over their lives this morning, God, this word, that the words of their mouth, oh God, that the words of their mouth that they speak this morning shall be that I confess with my mouth and I believe in my heart that Jesus died and was raised from the dead and I am saved. God, we speak and decree that over their lives right now that they are saved and safe in your care on this morning, God. And for that, we give you praise. For that, we give you honor. And for that, we give you glory. And for that, we say thank you, oh God, for being God and being God all by yourself. Amen. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.
Now, we're going to give you three keys. First, find your Bible, whether it's King James or NIV. Two, find your church home, whether you go in physically or go on virtually. Remember, the Out of House International is on every Sunday at 10:15. You're welcome to come on and listen in on Facebook, Out of House. And three, make sure the man or woman of God is not only preaching the word, but they are living the word. This is very critical since you surrender your life to Christ. Remember, it's not going to be easy, but it's going to be worth it. God wants that one-on-one relationship with you, so know that he loves you. One, find your Bible, a church home. And three, make sure the man or woman of God is not only preaching the word, but that they are living the word.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you guys so much for joining us this morning. We just wanted to make sure that we acknowledge you and tell you that we love you so much, and we appreciate you for all that you do. And we thank you for joining us. And remember, guys, those of y'all who would like to sow into the ministry, you can sow into it by going to your Cash App, and it's $WGC2020. That's $WGC2020. You could donate. You could also donate there for the blanket drop that we have going on as well. So please remember that you can go to those Cash App and donate. We're asking that if you would donate a $25 seed. And remember, the seed that you sow into us, we sow into others. That's we believe in the seed. We believe in the spirit of reciprocity, the sowing of reciprocity, what we sow, and that thing that we sow into someone else and that person sows, and we believe that that's how our seed grows, amen? So God bless you guys. Thank you so much for listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. You guys have a fantastic day.
Question is, when you're standing at a crossroads, what do you do? Real sweet, when a fork is in the road. When the world is on your shoulders. When your back is up against the wall.
When your back is up against the wall.
Come on.
What do you do?
What do you do?
What do you do?
You hold on.
You hold on.
And keep the faith.
And keep the faith.
Tell somebody on your road. Say.
Keep the faith.
Come on.
Keep
tell somebody sitting around you, keep the faith.
Keep the faith.
Come on, encourage somebody else. Keep the faith. Where do you look? When there's nowhere else to look. Where do you turn? When there's nowhere else to turn. Where do you go? When there's nowhere else to go. What do you do? When there's nothing else to do. You gotta remember, you're in the master's hand. And the master has a plan. So hold on. Hold on. And keep the faith.
Keep the faith.